Episode 26, Who Knows Your Secret?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy days! Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you're back. Oh, you know what? Right now, I don't know where you all are, but it's cold. I'm up north, and it's cold during this recording than at the time I'm doing this recording. And I'm shivering, and I feel like I'm in layers. So if you're in the warm part of the country, maybe I'll come down and visit you, and we can have a chat there. I so much love the warmer weather. Being from Hawaii and all, warmth is my friend. And so this cold weather, as much as I think it's absolutely gorgeous to see the snow and to play in the snow, I do appreciate it more from the inside than I do from the outside. But we'll talk more about that later. So how are you doing? Seriously, I want to just let you all know how much I appreciate you taking the time to subscribe and to leave me a review. That gives me an idea of what you like, that you're listening. Also, we don't get any of that information. And so please reach out to me. That is what I'm here for. I'm here to serve you. And I want to know what you're looking for. As we continue on and get to know each other more, hopefully there will be even greater, deeper topics that we're going to cover, some that will be like multiple sessions, because again, this is to keep it really short and simple so you can get a dose of great information, but in a very short period of time so you can continue on with your day. Because I know as busy moms, and hey, busy dads, I know you're listening. Maybe I should call you gents, because you know what? Welcome, teens. I have actually been hearing from some teens. And so I'm so glad to have you on board. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And again, let me hear from you. Drop me a line at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. In fact, even send me a selfie. I'll actually respond back to you and send you a quick little personal note with that. Okay, so let's get into my question for the day. And it is, who knows your secret? Yeah, I started thinking about this. And as I was working on my goals, kind of where my dreams are, turning them into goals. And I guess you can say I've always been a goal setter. I wouldn't necessarily call them goals, but I knew I wanted to accomplish or achieve something within a certain period of time throughout, whether it's months at a time or it could be taking years, etc. And so, of course, you know, that time of the year comes around and you're like, okay, well, I need to kind of focus on what do I want to achieve? What do I want my accomplishments to be? And in that, I was stimulated by my mentor and coach, Michael Hyatt. I was listening to him, and he had mentioned that sometimes telling people, too many people, what your goals are can actually hinder you, can slow you down, and sometimes actually do the reverse of helping you achieve them to not, where you don't achieve them. And so it got me thinking. I was like, wow, that would be interesting. Now, I must admit, I have not taken the time, because I was working on my goals, I've not taken the time to dig into that research. But ultimately, I know in my journey, I actually only told three main people. I had my pastor, my coach, and my best friend. And those three key people, that was it. They were the only ones who knew what I was going to do and my goals for a very short period of time and my struggles, etc. And so I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then also, I know as I started the journey to this wonderful career that I'm absolutely loving, getting the opportunity to come and just share with you and be a part of your life, I also didn't share that even with my family. Now, yes, I told my husband and my children, but you know what? I didn't tell my mom. And my mom and I are very close. I didn't tell my sister or my brother. And my father has since passed away. In fact, it'll be 3 years this February. And so I wasn't able to tell him in person. Obviously, I have conversations with him because I believe he's watching over me. And he's now my angel and takes care of his grandchildren that way. But the thing was, is that I didn't. And it wasn't because I did not trust them. It was just merely for the fact that I wanted to do this for me. This was my decision. And I didn't want to have any other outer influences, good, bad, or ugly, any of it, because this is what I was doing. And I knew it was right for me. And so I had set up basically a very small accountability group, okay? My three main people. Now, I really didn't realize that till I was listening to Michael Hyatt. And by the way, if you don't know Michael Hyatt, he is awesome. Check him out at michaelhyatt.com. He has some great resources there. So, and no, I don't get paid to plug him. But he is just a great man, a family man, and one that I highly respect. So just a sidebar there. Okay, now back to Who Knows Your Secret. So in thinking of this, I was like, you know what? That really holds value there. Because think about this. Let's say your secret, okay, you're saying, well, what's my secret? Okay, I'm not talking about a dark, dirty secret that you had maybe from childhood or something like this. I'm talking about the secret of maybe you're wanting to go through a career change. Maybe it's weight loss and you want to lose a significant amount of weight. Let's say 25 pounds, okay? Now that 25 pounds, that can make a big difference in the look of a person. Truly, it can, okay? And maybe, though, it's a secret of personal development. Maybe you're just kind of in this place and in this time where you know you're in search for something more. You know that, you know, what you've had up until this point is awesome, but you want to take it to a phenomenal, awesome sauce level, okay, where it just is magnificent and you're going through some personal development. Maybe you don't like a certain part of you, or you want to focus on an area that is still a strength, but you want to make it even stronger. These are very, very, very precious secrets to us. And when people make comments about them, and maybe they're flippant comments. Maybe it's like, well, you've never done anything yet. I mean, you know, you're only a mom. Ouch. Now, maybe they didn't mean anything bad by that and hurtful, but it goes to the core when it's your secret, when it's your goal. And so as you hear these things multiple times from the people that you love, your family and your friends, that becomes a boundary. The brick wall starts going up. And the next thing you know is that 10 months have passed and that goal that you were working on, that secret that you had, has fizzled away and has become buried within the bricks that were laid before you. Wow. Do you want your secret to go forward, or do you want to be stopped? And I think that's a great way to look at it, is who knows your secret? Who do you trust? And now you're like, oh, well, great. Thanks for the downer. I thought I had people I could trust, and my friends and my family. I'm not saying you can't trust them. But what I am saying is that you need to be intentional as to who you tell. Think of it this way too. There's a lot of network marketing companies out there. I've been a part of them myself. And they're wonderful. There are a ton of great ones out there. But think about it. You go out and you tell your friends, and what happens? They start to back away because they're like, I don't know that I'm really interested. I really don't want to hear your spiel right now. So sometimes the people that you think would care the most about you are ones that begin to push away. Now, I must say, though, their pushing away usually is something that's eating within themselves. Maybe they wish they would lose the weight. Maybe they wish they could change their job. Maybe they wish, man, I got to work on that personal side of things because I just don't have the relationship with my kids that I want. And so that brick wall is not directly related to you personally, but it's where they're at. And so instead of us, meaning you, where you are taking it upon yourself and the assumption is it's all about me, okay, perspective, that you don't have to worry about that. And so your secrets that you have, you become very intentional with who you share them with. And sometimes it's your coach. It's a stranger almost, okay? I have a client that says, I hired my best friend. And that just tickles me pink. I hired my best friend. Now, that makes my heart sing. At the same time, it's somewhat of a reality too that, you know what, sometimes we need that accountability beyond our family and friends. We need someone's perspective that isn't in our absolute world all the time, okay? So your kiss for today is this, and it's more of a mental kiss today. And so the question was, who knows your secret, okay? When you're starting to think about your goals and your dreams and who you want to share this with. The kiss is this. I want you to ask a question. So let's say you're thinking of Sue. And Sue, you're going, gosh, man, she's been my best friend since second grade. And I just love her. And I just know she would not do anything to hurt me. She would never say anything at all. I want you to ask these questions in your mind. Again, this is the kiss, okay? Remember, keep it simple strategy here, all right? This is where we're at. Do they judge? Ooh, that's a tough one. Do they judge? That's a question you need to think about. And when I say judge, that is, are they quick to go, you know, and compare and say, oh, well, she's doing this, but he's doing that over there, okay? Maybe that's a red flag also, okay? Use your discretion, okay? Be discreet about who you want to bring in to your secrets, all right? Think it through. So do they judge? Be careful to use discretion. And are they willing to be open to what your secret is? Let's say you have a wonderful relationship with your spouse, okay? And however, your friend, we're going to call your friend John. However, John doesn't have a great relationship right now with his spouse. And things are kind of uneasy. And this is a long trusted friend. You've known John. You went to college with him. He's a Christian guy, and you go to church with him, and you just know ultimately, I mean, he would never do anything, okay? But in your goals, your secret that you want is that you want to do a surprise romantic getaway for a whole week with your spouse, okay? And you want to try to help plan this. And so you're thinking John can help. Well, maybe John wishes that his marriage was better. And so asking him for help may put him in more pain and may actually be a disservice to you. So think about where your friends are, your family are in their walk. Okay. And because again, this isn't about you, okay, but our perception as to how they respond to our secrets is huge. And I say this out of total love for each of you because I truly believe that you can do absolutely anything. Okay. I truly believe that nothing is impossible. And if you have a goal out there, I say you go for it. And you start to pave that way and make those connections and figure out what's the next step, and then the next step. And you take it one step at a time, okay? Remember, this is a race of endurance. This is not a sprint. And so when you do that, You are setting yourself up for success in your secrets. And your secrets won't get buried in brick walls. And sometimes a lot of our things are buried in those brick walls, and we don't want to admit it. Yet they're precious to us. So why allow people the opportunity to bury them before they even come to fruition? Yeah, I love you all so much. And I want you to know that your secret is safe with me. So if nothing else, send me your secret. I would love to hear what you're doing, what you want to do. And if you have questions about some of your secrets and you're like, you know what, Christiane, I don't even know where to begin to dig in. Maybe if it's a business thing, I'm beginning to put together some resources, okay, a variety of resources on my website. And that will come. It's going to take probably a week or so. My website is always under construction. So please be patient with me as my team is very small. It's me. So we're taking this one step at a time. So be patient with me. We will grow together in this. But I want to hear that so I can maybe help provide you some resources that I trust, that I use and would recommend to you. Okay. Be absolutely incredible today. Go out and enjoy your day, whether you're in the cold or whether you're in the warm. And you know what? Remember, you want your secret to be heard. So be careful who you tell your secret to so it doesn't get buried. I love you all. I will see you on the other side. Blessings.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.